We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We get ready to move to the second half. Mistakes in that first half from Mountain Home. They're down by 17, and Sonny, interesting to see how this team responds.
Definitely. Will be interesting to see how Coach Airy, what kind of impact he had at halftime.
It's going to be Stockton back deep along with Logan Walker for Mountain Home this time. Here's Medina with the approach and the kick. High end-over-end kick. It'll be taken at the 12-yard line by Logan Walker across the 20, across the 30, and hit from behind and pulled down at the 39-yard line. Another nice return by Logan Walker.
Very nice. I'm glad he tucked that ball away at the end, too. He's carrying that a little bit loose. Didn't see that defender coming from behind, but able to maintain possession. We'll get out here and see what the Bombers can do now.
38-21 Batesville. Bombers with the football. Mountain Home operates left to right here in this third quarter. Empty backfield for the Bombers. McKay looks to his right, passes right, complete to Dylan Drury across the 50, and a first down pass down to the 49 of Batesville.
Mountain Home with a little lineup change. They've changed the tackles again like they did last week when they kind of went to a NASCAR pace. It looks like they're going to want to pick it up right here down 17.
A pickup of 12 on first down. Takes it to the 49 of Batesville. Again, empty backfield here for Mountain Home. McKay, this is a run up the middle designed for the quarterback, and he's got a first down run inside the 40, down to about the 37. He's going to pick up 12. Back-to-back 12-yard gains for Mountain Home.
Playing fast, Brad, trying to get up there and keep Batesville off balance.
They'll put Hushberger in the backfield now with trips to the left side for Mountain Home. High snap, pulled down, the handoff to Hushberger, slips the tackle in the backfield, cuts it back towards the middle. Inside the 35, down to about the 31. He'll pick up six on first down.
He's second down and four.
11:02 left in this opening, third quarter, I should say. Opening drive of the second half now. Second and four for this Mountain Home offense. And the ball kept by McKay on that read option. He's at the 30, and he'll be taken to about the 29, a pickup of two. So third and two coming up here for the Bombers. 10:37 left, third quarter action. Third and two, McKay will give it to Hershberger, and he's going to be near a first down, and let's see what the officials say. It is a first down. Third first down of this drive, 13th of the night for Mountain Home. Bombers with trips to the right side. McKay looking back to the right, and the pass is going to be complete. Mahika at the 20, knocked out of bounds. He's got a first down to the 15-yard line. That's a gain of 12. The third 12-yard gain on this drive for Mountain Home.
Doing a great job. Really quick passing now. You see that these passes are coming out quick. Not waiting around very long.
First down at the Batesville 15, a nice, impressive start to this drive to open the second half. The ball kept by McKay on a great read on that read option, and his knee is down at the 12. He wound up at the 10, but his knee hit down actually closer to the 13-yard line, so it's only a 2-yard gain.
13-yard line.
Boy, Batesville collapsed on Hershberger that time, and McKay with a good read to keep it. Here he goes on the option down the left side of the line. He's going to turn it up himself. He's at the 5. He's got a chance. He's in. Touchdown, Mountain Home. Bryce McKay from 12 yards out.
Great job reading the hole, Brad. That kind of developed late. He was looking to pitch. Then he saw it open up right in front of him. He was able to squirt straight through to the end zone.
Comes with 9:42 left in this third quarter. Bombers line up in that swinging gate, and now they'll line up in a normal extra point formation, and Shaner in to attempt, and the kick is good. So with 9:42 left in this opening third quarter, rather. It's 38-28, Batesville. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
9:42 left in the third. The Bombers back within 10. It's 38-28, and Sonny, got to be impressed with the way the Bombers opened that third quarter.
Definitely. Quick strike, going fast, just a little over 2 minutes to get that deficit back down. 10-point game just makes all the difference in the world.
Here's the kickoff and a return across the 40. Lou Allen with another return, and he's going to be at about the 42, 43-yard line. Batesville's going to have a pretty good position here to start this initial drive of the second half.
That kid's a load to bring down. He drug two or three tacklers for about 4 or 5 yards to get an extra yardage there.
He is 6'4", 220. So the Bombers with an 8-play, 61-yard drive that takes just 2:18 to start this third quarter. Batesville will start at their own 43. Livingston, the senior quarterback, brings a man in motion to the near side. That's the fullback that has been in there a lot tonight. Quick hitter to the near side to Storley, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds. A ball, looks like a 2-yard gain to the 45.
Great read there. Bomber saw what was going on. Colby Lockhart flowing out from his outside linebacker position, forces him right out of bounds after the short gain.
Lockhart was there for the Bombers.
So second and eight coming up now for this Batesville offense with 9:28 left in the third. It's a 10-point lead for the Pioneers. They'll send two receivers to the right side and two to the left. Douglas, the fullback in the backfield on the right side of Livingston. The ball is going to be a bad snap. Well, I start to say fumbled. It wasn't fumbled. It was a bad snap, and the quarterback Livingston dives on the football at the 43, and they just lose the two they gained on first down.
Yeah, he tried to snap it back there. Brad just drug it on the ground and never got it off the ground. Unfortunately, we couldn't get on it quick enough.
So third down here for this Bomber defense. The offense scored. Let's see if the defense can force a three and out and get the football back. Hershberger comes back in on that defensive line. Quentin Brill left the game earlier, had to leave it in an ambulance. And I'm sure we're not going to get an update tonight. Wish that young man well. Third and 10 for the Pioneers. Livingston rolls right, lets it fly long down the right sideline. Knocked away by Dylan Drury, incomplete. And the Bomber defense holds on third down.
Great coverage, Brad. Got his hands up at just the perfect time and knocks the ball away. It's a great throw by the quarterback, but better defense.
It was. Both aspects of that. So, a three and out now for this Pioneer offense, I should say. The Bombers will put two men back ready to return the punt. Chafin, the sophomore punter here for the Pioneers. The snap is low. He bobbles it, picks it up, gets a good kick away. Fair catch called for, and the defender runs into the return man, Mason Walker. There's flags everywhere, and the Bombers are going to get 15 yards.
Should put them out about the 40 and another great starting position.
Yes. That occurred at about the 22, 23-yard line where Mason was trying to make the fair catch, and the defender put his brakes on, but just wasn't quite in time. That's going to be seven penalties for 55 yards now against the Pioneers. And that's going to move the ball out to the 41-yard line. So good field position for Mountain Home. They started the last drive at their own 39. They'll start this one at their own 41, down by 10 with 8:25 left in the third quarter. Trips to the left side for the Bombers. Handoff is to Hershberger coming to the near side, and Gage is going to fight his way for a 5-yard gain out to the 46-yard line.
Great run, Brad, and just one step from getting away and making a bigger, even bigger play.
Second and 5 here for the Bombers. And the give is to Hershberger, running between the center and guard on the left side. He's going to pick up about 2.
Yeah, had a little trouble at the mesh point there, yeah. Brad. That kind of threw that whole play off.
Now we got flag on the play, and this is going to be against Mountain Home. We now have an indication, but they're already marking it off. And it's a hold. So the spot of the foul, well, the flag was almost at the 47. They mark it back inside the 36-yard line. So second down again. McKay to pass, under pressure, gets it to Hershberger on the left side, makes the first man miss, and fights ahead for about 5 or 6 yards on the play. Bring up third and long here for the Bombers after the 6-yard play to the 42.
It looked like a jailbreak at first, but it was a design play, a screen play. Get 5-6 yards back. Get something that you can either work on getting in one play or set up something that you might go think about going for on fourth.
Third down at about 9 here for Mountain Home. They'll have trips on the right side now. And McKay, 3-step drop, pumps once now, and the pocket's going to be forced to run out to the right, being chased. And finally lets it fly, complete, first down at the 40, inside the 40, down to about the 37-yard line. Great job by McKay to keep the play alive. It's complete to Logan Walker for the first down.
Walker also did a great job, kind of what you call the scramble drill, Brad. He saw that his quarterback was in trouble, broke the route off, came back to the right.
It's a 21-yard pass play down to the 37-yard line, and the Bombers convert on 3rd and 9 and keep the drive alive. McKay looking to pass again. It's across the middle. It's complete at the 25, down to about the 22. He finds Logan Walker once again for a first down.
Ran the D-backs off and just kind of with an underneath route with Walker for the big gain.
A 16-yard pickup, the 17th first down of the night for Mountain Home. From the 21-yard line, McKay runs it up the middle. McKay at the 10, the 5. He's fighting to inside the 1. He's in. It's a touchdown. A 21-yard touchdown run by Bryce McKay. And the Bombers have scored. Oh, hold on a minute. Bring it back. We've got a flag back at the 16-yard line. This one's coming back. Oh, goodness.
Pretty sure we're going to have a hold on the left side.
Yep. They're going to bring it back. So the 21-yard touchdown run is negated.
During the run, holding offense, number 65.
So that's going to bring the ball back to the 27-yard line.
Apparently they've changed the rule this year in high school. They're calling out the kids' name. Numbers whenever they make a penalty. That's something we haven't seen in the past.
Nope. 5 penalties for 55 yards now against Mountain Home. So first and about 16 here for the Bombers with 6:28 left in the third. McKay pumps left, looks across the middle, wide open, Logan Walker at the 5. He's in. Touchdown, Mountain Home. It's a 27-yard touchdown pass, the second time they've hooked up tonight. And the Bombers have a chance to pull within 3 with the extra points.
Brad saw something really smart there. The young man who just had the penalty for the hold, he made a good read from the guard slot, called for, or from the tackle slot, called for the fan, which means that Hershberger stayed in to help pick up that blitz and did a great job of giving McKay the time to throw for the touchdown.
Well, it worked, and here comes the extra point attempt now by Shaner. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 6:17 left in this third quarter. The Bombers were down by, 18 at the by 17 at the half. They're back within 3 now. It's 38-35. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
I'm Rex Nelson. People travel to Arkansas to experience its natural beauty. We even market ourselves as the natural state. Our landscapes not only make this state exciting to visit, but a wonderful place to live, not to mention the positive impact tourism has on our economy. It's our responsibility to keep our environment litter-free. Let's do our part to keep it beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
6:17 left in the third. It's all of a sudden a three-point game after the Bombers were down by 17 and a half. 38-35, Batesville. The Bombers have run 14 plays. Batesville's run three so far in this third quarter.
I'll take two touchdowns every seven, or touchdown every seven plays.
You bet. Here's Shaner with the approach and the short kick. Going to bounce at the 30. That's what you want. In between the return men, and that was a nicely placed kickoff by Shaner, and Batesville will start at their own 32.
Yeah, I thought it was going to hop and just kind of die there like a little chip shot. Batesville thought it did too, and Doherty had to dive on the ball to cover it.
Well, I tell you what, the Bombers have surely shifted that momentum after going into the halftime locker room dragging. So Batesville with the ball at their own 32-yard line. Livingston out of the gun once again. He is going to tuck and run this time. This is a designed run, and he is going to pick up close to 5 yards on the play. He'll take it out to the 37.
Just a tough guy to bring down. He eluded two tacklers at the line of scrimmage and drug two more.
Drury and Lockhart in at the stop that time for Mountain Home. So second down and five coming up now for Batesville at their own 37-yard line with 5:43 left in this third quarter. Pioneers up 38-35. Excuse me. Two receivers on the near side for the Pioneers. Toss sweep right side. And it's going to be a first down run. I believe it was Doherty that's back in the tailback position that time for the Pioneers. And he will move the chains.
Batesville doing a good job on the offensive line. He wasn't touched till he was about 7 yards deep.
10 first downs for the Pioneers. The Bombers have 18 on the night. .5:13 to go here in this third quarter. Fresh set of downs for Batesville. They'll put the fullback in motion. The play goes right side as Vickers is back into the tailback spot, and he's going to take it across the 45 to about the 47-yard line, pickup of about five.
You know, Brad, I would think that Batesville would try and slow this game down, keep the ball away from Mountain Home's potent offense.
They've got no answer for the Mountain Home offense, that's for sure. Batesville scored on a kickoff return, a pick six tonight, and then they had an interception return to inside the one that set up a touchdown. So their offense has not been as successful as the Bombers. Second of five for the Pioneers from their own 48-yard line. Livingston, he wants to pass. He's rolling to his left. Now he's going to run it, and we've got a flag on the play. I think we're going to have a hold out here. Livingston's going to take it to the 46-yard line. We got two flags. And I like the one that's back at the 40 instead of the one that's at the 47 because that's going to move him back even further.
Well, one of the offensive linemen stuck Moses Adams right in the back.
So that play that happened at the 40, so that's
blocking the back offense 77. That penalty's declined.
So the holding was the one on the fullback, Douglas. That occurred back at the 40. That moves the ball all the way back at the 30-yard line.
Makes it pretty obvious what Batesville has to do. A definite passing situation. Unless you can think he can break Livingston loose for a nice gainer to get this back to something you can pick up on third down.
Turns it to an 18-yard penalty. Brings up second down and, what, about 23 here with 4:10 left in the third. Two receivers on each side. Livingston, this is a designed run. Tried to get to the corner. Well played by the Bomber defense. He's going to get maybe a two-yard gain out of it, and that's it. Tata Bashir is one of the first men there.
Boy, nice. Lindsay struck that out from his defensive end position as well.
That was a nice tackle by Tatum, too. So it goes for a two-yard gain. Bashir was there for the bomber. 3:42 left in the third. Third down here for the Pioneers. Third and 21.
And the Bombers have gone to their little nickel package with Bryce McKay coming in as a deep safety.
Can the Bomber defense hold again? Livingston rolling out. They're going to throw it back to the right side, and this is dropped.
Uh-oh.
Incomplete. They try to throw it to the running back, Daugherty, coming out of the backfield, but then we're going to have a flag at the end of the play, and, boy, I don't know how they're going to call that on Mountain Home because that was just part of the play. He comes in and tries to make the tackle, and I think they're going to get Mountain Home for unnecessary roughness, I'm guessing, on the call.
The only thing could be for hitting him high.
Pass interference, they call it.
15 yards from the previous spot. Replay third down.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I just watched the replay up here, and I don't know how they got a pass interference call on that. Wow.
Now, did they get an automatic first down?
No, not on pass interference. So it's a 15-yard penalty, which brings up a third and six now.
47-yard line. It'll be third down at about.
That moves it out to the 47, so third and six now for the Pioneers. Six penalties for 70 yards against Mountain Home tonight.
Batesville's confused with their personnel grouping here.
They've got 6 seconds on the play clock. They have to hurry. They're still trying to get lined up, and they're going to have to take a timeout. 3:19 left in the third. The Pioneers take a timeout. We'll break. It's 38-35 Batesville. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Nearly everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and our specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, third and about six here coming up for the Pioneers. They've got the ball at their own 47-yard line. Pass interference call keeps the drive alive on third and 21. Let's see if the Bomber defense can get another stop here.
I'd look play action here. Or maybe they go something unconventional with a trap or something to try and pop one up the middle with a quick run.
That's Douglas in the backfield, the fullback. They've got two receivers on each side now. Third and six for the Pioneers. And Livingston completes the pass to Storley. Oh, and his second effort is going to get the first down. Boy, the Bomber's heading right at the line to gain, and he's going to fall ahead and take it. He needed six, and he got seven to the 44. Well, that pass interference call kept that drive alive to this point, and now we're back to a fresh set of downs for the Pioneers with 3:04 left in this third quarter.
Another one of those self-inflicted wounds.
Yes.
He might be death by a thousand paper cuts tonight.
It's quite the analogy. Livingston will hand it off. We got another flag on the play. We're going to have another hold against the Pioneers. That's the big tight end Shelton got caught holding in the backfield this time. The run goes to the 40. It was a 4-yard gain, but the penalty's back at the 48-yard line.
Yeah, you can't wrap your hands around his shoulders and then throw him down.
So that's going to be a 14-yard penalty. Batesville penalized 9 times now for 87 yards. Mountain Home 6 for 70. It's not been a clean played game at all.
A little sloppy by both teams.
So back to the 42 after the penalty. So it's going to be first down. And looks like first and about 22 here. Out of the eye, Livingston will give it. And in the backfield, Doherty trying to turn and run the other way, and there's nothing there but blue jerseys. He's going to lose 2 yards on the play back to the 40.
Bashirs and Adams up there to make a stop. Bojay in on it as well.
I'm going to mark his progress to the 41. I'm not sure how he did that. But
a little generous.
So now it's second and 23. Second and 23 for the Pioneers with 2:14 left in this third quarter. The Bombers have had 2 possessions in the third quarter, scored twice. Batesville went 3 and out, and now this is their second possession of the quarter. Second and 23 here. And Livingston on the play action rolls, and now he's going to be hit as he throws. The pass is going to be complete to the 30-yard line. The receiver did a good job. He saw his quarterback in trouble and came back. That's Tevin Whitaker, who had to pick 6 earlier, and he does a good job to come back to it and make the catch at the 32.
Kid's got some good hands. They got a good lick on the quarterback right as he threw it, but he just had enough time to get a semi-accurate throw.
And somebody's down.
That's the fullback, 36.
Okay, that's Keaton Douglas. It's a 27-yard pass play. I think he's cramping, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's the telltale sign of the calf cramps.
A 27-yard pass play to Tevin Whitaker, and they get a fresh set of downs. Their 12th first down of the night. Mount Holmes on the road next week, making our first conference road trip heading to Percy.
They gave us the easy one to start with.
Yeah, the 4-hour trip the other side of Hot Springs to take on Lake Hamilton next Friday night. They beat Hot Springs last night. They're 3-0 on the season. Benton is losing to Catholic right now by 2 touchdowns. I just saw that score. That just amazes me.
It's now 35-28 Catholic.
Okay.
Ben's got one back.
Greenwood, Lake Hamilton, and Parkview all 2-0 going into tonight's action.
Parkview cruising right now, 28-6 over Pine Bluff.
Greenwood, last we saw, was ahead of Choctaw. And, of course, Lake Hamilton won last night.
23-12, Greenwood.
Okay. A little closer than you would think. So Keaton Douglas, appears to be okay. So they get him off the field, and we're looking at a fresh set of downs here for the Pioneers. 1:52 left in this third quarter. Batesville up by 3 with the ball at the Mount Home 32-yard line. And the quarterback, Livingston, is going to take it on a delayed run, and he's inside the 30 to the 28-yard line to pick up a 4.
Almost a little quarterback counter there. Yep, there's the pulling guard. Kick Bojay out as Bojay came up to the hole.
Second and 6.
So second and 6 coming up now for this Batesville offense. Chafin, the sophomore who does the punting, is into the game now in a receiver position with 1:12 left in this third quarter. Third quarter dominated by Mountain Home, but Batesville putting together a nice drive. Has been kept alive one time by a Mountain Home penalty. Livingston, again, a delayed run for the quarterback. Not really a draw play, just
I really think it's a quarterback counter. They got that pulling guard coming out. Cutting back.
Picks up 4 again, so it's going to bring up 3rd and a short 2 here for the Pioneers. 37 seconds left here in this third quarter. The Shears comes out as Jaden Lake comes in for Mountain Home.
Going a little bit bigger on the defensive line.
Third and a short two here for the Pioneers. They hurry to the line of scrimmage, and they have to take a timeout. Boy, they've had trouble getting personnel in there and getting lined up right. We'll break with 17 seconds left in the third. It's Batesville 38, Mountain Home 35. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
17 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. Batesville's already burned two of their timeouts on this drive.
Mount Home needs a big stop right here, Brad.
Yes.
Actually needs a play for loss because they haven't shown the tendency to, you know, play it short. They'll go for it on fourth.
Yep. Third down here and a short two for the Pioneers. They're in the eye this time. And the handoff, Vickers, we've got a flag, and let's see what we have here.
Usually on the offense, if you blow it dead before anything happens.
Uh-huh. Unless you line up in the neutral zone. And I think that's what it is. They're going to get Mount Home for offsides.
Defense number 75.
So that gives Batesville a free first down.
That's one of the defensive linemen, so that was definitely the encroachment call there, being in the neutral zone.
Seven penalties for 75 yards against Mountain Home tonight. And Batesville's had nine for 87. 14 seconds left in this third and a fresh set of downs for the Pioneers. And, boy, the Mountain Home team has just continued to shoot themselves in the foot tonight. Two receivers on the near side. The handoff straight ahead. Well played by the Bomber defense. Brock Boget dives in, hits the running back of the line of scrimmage, and then he's going to fall ahead and pick up about 3 yards on the play.
He takes the ball down to the 16-yard line.
And that's the end of the third quarter. It's Batesville 38, Mountain Home 35. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For by OpenChart Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown that chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-755-9067. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file the claim, so call us now, 800-755-9067. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-755-9067. That's 800-755-9067. Again, 800-755-9067.